But yeah, so we were in Aspen at a BMI riding camp at Denise Rich's house.
Okay.
And I believe I was one of the first people there with Ilse and Jonas, and then I think Taylor showed up.
Uh-huh.
People were kind of coming in waves. So
right.
I remember talking with Ilse in the living room, and, you know, we were just talking socially, and she mentioned she had an idea for a song called The High Hopes, and I was like, that's really cool, let's do that.
Uh-huh.
And then Jonas and Taylor were there, so we were like, well, we're in Aspen, and the Rocky Mountains are right here, and there's a hot tub, so why don't we go down to the hot tub
right.
and, like, really enjoy ourselves, because who knows what this is going to be.
Right.
So we went down there and just started messing around and with the lyrics. It started from the beginning with the concept. And then I believe in the hot tub I had my OP1 synthesizer, which is like a little portable thing made by Teenage Engineering.
Okay.
And there was some collaboration between Jonas and I noodling on that and him singing things and Taylor singing things, and I think Taylor started singing the High Hopes melody, and then Ilse came in, and, you know, it kind of just snowballs and morphs into things, and then we got to a point where we were like, okay, this is as far as we can go in a hot tub. Let's go up to the bedroom, plug in laptops, pull up some sounds, and we kind of had the bones of the hook, and I don't think there were any lyric changes or any melodic changes to the hook from that initial day, which is a rare thing in my experience. So after about like an hour on the laptops, we kind of had it, and we thought it was a rap hook. So we just left it as that. And Jonas and I went back and forth once we got back to L.A., doing a bunch of different versions and pitching it to different people like Wiz Khalifa, Nicki Minaj, all kinds of folks. And then my manager, I believe, was talking with Evan Taubenfeld about it. And Evan manages Ilse and also Panic at the Disco, works at Crush. And Evan just thought it was a smash. So I remember my manager, Dan Patel, telling me about it like 2.5 years ago. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And I didn't hear about it again for 18 months. And then next thing I know, I see Evan, and he's like, dude, this song is amazing. Jake Sinclair finished the production. We brought in Sam Hollander. And, you know, there's some other people on there that I don't even know personally who kind of came in and helped write the pre-hook and
right.
helped finish with the verses. And I don't know. And next thing I know, Crush is super excited about it, and they put it out, and it starts doing well in alternative, and we're like, all right, that's awesome, number one, and then
right.
starts doing well at Hot AC, and we're like, wow, that's awesome, and then it goes to pop, and we're like, oh my god, this is like going top 10.
Right, right.
And we're like, oh, this is going top 5.
Right.
Like, oh my god, this is going number one in 3-4 format, and then it was like, holy shit, it's number one for 13 weeks. And it just, I mean, that was crazy. I don't think anybody knew it was going to do as well as it did.